What a great way to get started for tonight's call. It truly is a beautiful life here at with Gemini tonight. And I'm so excited for tonight's Mindset Monday call because I'm going to introduce you to a very special co-host for tonight. Her name is Cassie Lewis. But before I do that, I wanted to quickly tell you about our Gemini Prime Day, which is currently happening right now through midnight tomorrow. So make sure you take advantage of the 10% savings on all of our hemp products and powder products as well. And that goes for all orders for any hemp and powder products. So take advantage of that. But Cassie Lewis, who is our special co-host for tonight, she is truly a seasoned leader who is passionate about entrepreneurship and known for her advocacy for representatives. In her 10-plus years working in the direct selling industry, she has been responsible for a wide range of roles, including customer care, representative support, traveling the country as a field leader, which is so exciting, and even managing compensation plans. She spent thousands and thousands of hours working directly with the field and using the new software that we have. And Cassie truly brings a unique perspective to us today. She is the Director of Client Growth, and she tonight is going to share strategic experience to help us all reach our goals here with Gemini. And introducing Cassie Lewis, take it away for tonight.
All right. Thank you for that, Samantha. I'm so excited to be here with you guys. And as she said, I have a lot of passion for this industry and for you guys. I love entrepreneurs and I love bringing technology to you because I don't have a technology background. I have an entrepreneur background. So I'm here to make sure that all of the technology tools we have work for you. They're never going to replace you in your business, but they are here to help you to work more effectively and more efficiently. So I'm not going to spend too much time talking about myself when I can talk about some technology and the new tools that you have. What I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to start out with just like an overview of the new tools that you have available. I'm going to share my screen and walk through some of those features. And then if you've got questions, put them in the chat so that at the end we can go through and answer some of those, or you can just write them down and we'll open it up at the end. But either way, I want to start with the overview because there's a good chance I'm going to answer your question before we get to the end. So with that, let me share my screen. All right, so you should be looking at the back office.
Yep, it looks perfect.
Perfect. Okay. So first and foremost, when you log in to your back office, you're always going to land on your home page or your dashboard, however you want to call it. And what the intention is to give you what you need to know about your business at a glance so that you can quickly move into action and spend your time on the right activities to drive your business forward. So we'll start over in the upper left-hand corner. Oh, one more thing that I wanted to mention. The view that I have right now is the desktop view. That means if you're viewing your back office on a computer, a laptop, a tablet, anything with a wider screen, you're going to see this layout with the two different columns. If you're viewing it on your mobile device, it will automatically go down to one column for you, and you will by default see this right-hand side of the screen. If you want to view the left-hand side, you're going to have a gray box at the top that you can click, and that will fly out the left-hand side of your screen. So if you're looking at my screen today and you're like, I don't even have that stuff on the left-hand side, it's likely that you're viewing it on your phone and you just need to tap that gray box at the top. That'll show your left-hand side. So speaking of that left-hand side, the first thing that I want to mention are what we call the since your last visit links. So every time you log into your back office, you're going to receive these notifications of what has happened since the last time you logged in. Okay, now if you're logging in regularly every day or multiple times a day, then your alerts here are going to remain pretty low. If you take a couple days off or you're only logging in once a week, you're going to get quite a few more of these that stack up. because it basically adds them up and keeps adding them up until you log in so that we can deliver all of them to you. As soon as you log in, it kind of cleans out that plate so that it can start building up for you the next time. So it's all based on how frequently you're logging in. But what's nice about this is, so for example, I can see here that I have 3 new enrollments on my team. I have 1 new customer who has created an account on my shopping cart, and I have 1 new order. Okay, it could be from that same customer, but maybe not. But each one of these are clickable links. So if I wanted to see who those new people are that joined my team, I can click on that link and it will take me to a listing to show me those individuals. Okay, same thing with the customer. If I want to know who that customer is, I can click and go directly to that customer. Same thing with the order. Okay, so right there is an opportunity to move directly into action. I know what has happened in my business and what I need to do to connect with individuals, follow up on orders, and so on. Okay. Going on down the screen, the next thing that you will come to is what we call our rank progress wheel. This is going to help you to track your progress in the compensation plan. So always knowing where you stand as far as your pay rank and what you need to get to that next rank. Okay, so you're always going to see what percentage you are toward that next rank. And then if you click on view rank requirements, this is where you're going to see the individual items that are needed to get to that next rank. Okay, now this is going to reset at the beginning of every bonus period. So every Monday you're going to come in and it'll start fresh. As you work through the comp plan, it's going to continue to advance your rank. Now you don't have to wait until you get close to your final rank. You can actually look forward in the compensation plan by clicking these arrows, or you can go back to previous ranks. So even on a Monday, if you're currently only being paid at the star level, you can still look to see, okay, my goal is to be at the 8K level. What do I need to get there? Okay, so from day one, even when it resets, you can be tracking your progress toward the rank that you want to be at by the end of the week. For those of you who have downline members, you can also view this information for anyone on your team by simply starting to type their name into the box. And then when you click on their name, it will automatically update this widget to show their information instead of yours. So I always like to say, it's not necessarily going to help you to know who you need to reach out to and who needs that extra coaching. But if I already have a coaching call set up with Joe, I can look at his rank progress wheel and know exactly what it is that I need to work with him on. Okay. So that's the rank progress wheel. The good news is you can't really break anything in here. So feel free to click on these buttons, go forward to the advanced ranks, click on the different tabs. Whatever it is that you need to do, you're not going to break that part of the system, okay? So don't be afraid to get in there and give it a try. Now, below that, you're going to see some high-level reporting about your business. I'm not going to go into details on all of those, but I will say that you have clickable links. So anywhere that you see data, you can click in and it's going to give you additional information about that number. So right here, my PCV, that is 7650. I can click to drill in to that number to see where is that PCV coming from. Okay, if it's a personal volume, I can see which of my orders are contributing. Excuse me. If it's a group volume, I can see who in my team is contributing to that number. Okay, so just know those are all drillable links. One last thing that I will mention on this left-hand side is that there is a couple of widgets here to help you navigate the site. And for pro users only, we do have a lead section. So if you're out and about and you have the pro tools access, you can literally write on your phone, capture a lead's information, and save them to your contacts so that later on you can follow up with them. Okay. And it's done right here from the homepage. So this is all stuff that you can do without even having to navigate to other areas of your site. Going back up to the top, a great feature that I love, if you're anything like me, sometimes it's hard to remember where to go to find individuals. And so this search box at the top is going to allow you to quickly get to any individual. So I can start typing a name in here. And as I type, it's going to search through my downline members as well as my customers. Okay. So as I find the name that I'm looking for, I can click on that individual and it's going to bring up something called the contact card. Now, the contact card is something that you will see throughout your back office. Anytime that you have a name that you can click on, clicking on it will bring out this contact card. And this contact card is going to look a little different for your downline members than for your customers, because we have different information to show you about the two individuals. But in essence, this contact card is going to give you everything you need to know at a glance about this individual. You can see their contact information, which, by the way, if you're on your phone, all you have to do is touch one of those phone numbers and your smartphone is going to ask you, do you want to call them or text them? Okay, so this means that anywhere on the site, if you find an individual that you want to connect with, click on their name, it'll open the contact card, and then touch to call them, touch to text them. Okay, again, moving you into action much faster. Going down beyond that, you're going to be able to see some additional information about the individuals, as well as, so this is a downline member, so I've got rank information. I can see activity timeline. So for my downline members, I can see if they're placing orders, if they're recruiting new team members, and so on. For customers, this is all going to be order information. So looking at the most recent orders for any individual. Okay. And then finally, I can also see a communication history for all of the communications I have had with this person and the auto ship. So are they participating in auto ship? If so, when is their next auto ship scheduled to run? And what is the volume on that auto ship? So you can see right here on the contact card is a wealth of information about an individual. And what's great is when you're done working with that individual. So let's say I've reached out to Maria, I called her or I texted her to talk about whatever we needed to talk about. I can close that contact card and go right back to what I was already working on. It does not disrupt my evening. If I have already gone into my reports and sorted and filtered, bringing up a contact card is not going to lose any of that progress. Okay, so that's the contact card. I'm scrolling down the page. I do want to very quickly talk about the alerts. The alerts is a pro only feature. So you'll only have access to this if you have the pro access. But what the alerts do is notify you about what's going on with your business. So it's similar to the since your last visit that you got up here. But now it gives you a lot more information up front. So you'll receive alerts for customers who place an order, new downline members who join your team, anybody that has a declined card on one of their auto ship orders, downline members with a birthday or an anniversary. These are all examples of what you'll receive alerts for. You can also receive them based on who is achieving a new rank for the first time, who's close to achieving a rank. But these are a pro only. So if you're interested in getting that kind of information about your business, that may be an option for you, is to access the pro tools. But what I like about the alerts is it's not only telling me what's happening, but it's automatically linking in the relevant information. So if an order has been placed, I can click to view that order. I can immediately see what Rhonda purchased. I can recommend related items or talk to her about maybe getting that item set up on an auto ship if she hasn't already. And of course, the contact information is there so I can quickly connect with her. So those are the alerts. You're always going to see the most recent three alerts on your homepage. Of course, you can either view more or at the top of your screen, you can click on the alerts tab to go and see all of your alerts. The showcase and resources tabs are both areas where you're going to find resources for marketing your business. The resources tab is really the kind of library of flyers, brochures, any kind of training information, images, assets that you might want to share socially. These are all going to be shared in the resource area. The showcase area is very similar, but showcase is only going to be for videos. So when you go to showcase, you will be able to see the videos that have been provided by the corporate office. And again, the showcase area is another one of those pro features. So I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on it, but it is one of those that you have to have pro access for. The benefit to using showcase as opposed to the resources. So the resources is available to everybody, showcase is pro only. The benefit to the showcase is when you share something from showcase, it is shared using something we call a microsite. You don't really need to know what a microsite is. All you need to know is that it is a container for sharing this video. And when you share the video using this container, the recipient, so you can see in the upper right-hand corner, there are all these, there are all these different ways to share. So almost 200 different methods for sharing here. But when I share that, let's say I post this to a private group in Facebook, or I just put it on my newsfeed, anybody that clicks to view the video is gonna be taken to this page. My name and profile picture will be up in the right-hand corner. They'll be able to watch the video here, not on YouTube or Vimeo, okay? It's gonna play right here so that when they're done watching that video, they can click join or shop. As soon as they click one of these actions, they'll be taken to my replicated site or my shopping cart to complete that transaction, okay? So the microsite, which is a part of Showcase, is all tied back to you, okay? Now, of course, if you don't have pro access, there are videos available under resources. There are lots of business resources here. It's just not gonna leverage that microsite technology, okay? So that's the key difference there. The next area that I wanna talk to you about is messages. And messages is one of those areas that everybody will have access to. But if you do not have pro access, it's kind of a read only. So you can receive messages in your inbox, and those messages will come from the corporate office or from your upline. Now, if you do have pro access, you will also be able to create messages and send messages to your own downline, to your upline, and so on. Other than that, it is a standard messaging system, okay? You have your inbox, you can also look at those that you've sent, you can create a new message, very standard and straightforward, but the thing you need to know is without pro access, you will just receive messages. With pro access, you can send them. One thing I will mention to everybody is by default, any messages that are sent to you in your back office will go here to your messaging inbox. However, every single individual has the option of opting in to additional notification types. So if I go under my profile picture, I will be able to opt in to also receiving an email or a text anytime a message is sent to me. That means that if my sponsor sends out a message to the entire team, I will automatically get that message in the messaging center of my back office. Okay, it's automatically going to come here. But if I have opted in to text or email, I will also get it via those other vehicles. Okay, so especially if you're not actively logging into your office on a regular basis, opting into those communication settings can really help you to ensure that you don't miss out on any of those communications. There's also an option there for your alerts. So those alerts that I talked to you about, there's also an option here to opt into text messages and emails anytime an alert is sent to your back office. The next area is your calendar area. This is going to be very similar to any other calendar that you've ever seen, with a couple of key exceptions. The first one is that you will have visibility to the corporate calendars. So you can see here, I'm actually logged in as the corporate, the house account right now, which is why my calendars matches corporate calendars. But let's say I was logged in as another person. I would have my own individual calendars plus the corporate calendars. This helps me to see all of the different training opportunities, corporate calls, anything as far as commission payouts, office closures, whatever it might be. I can see what's happening at the corporate office, and I can see it alongside my own events. Now, for those of you that are using the calendar, if it starts to look cluttered, you can always hide things from showing on your calendar by simply clicking the box next to that item. As soon as you check the box again, it will automatically put it back on the calendar for you. So viewing the corporate calendars is the one way that this is a different kind of calendar. The second way is that you'll notice there's a third box down here that says other calendars. That's because I have the ability to subscribe to my Upline's calendars. Okay, so this is another one of those pro users can create calendars, but non-pro users can subscribe to those calendars. So if my sponsor makes a team calendar for our awesome team trainings that we have once a week, I can choose to go and subscribe to that Upline's calendars. As soon as my Upline makes that calendar public, I will see that individual and I can subscribe to it. Now, when I do that, my sponsor's name will be listed here under other calendars, and any of their events will automatically be populated onto my calendar. But I'll still be able to hide and show them using the same functionality that I have on my own calendar. Okay, so that's the calendar in a very brief overview. The leads area is a pro-only feature, but it allows you to basically enter leads and manage your leads in the same way that you would manage customers or downline members. Subscriptions is where you're going to go to maintain any of your auto ship profiles. So I'm on the house account. We currently do not have any auto ship profiles set up here. So I would be able to click to add a new profile, or if I already had one, it would be showing here with the option to edit that profile. So if you ever want to update your auto ship, if you want to change the date, change the payment type, add items, remove items, all of that's going to be done through your subscriptions area. Now, your back office is only going to include your auto ship profiles. If you're trying to access the auto ship profile for a customer, we're going to do that through our customer management tool. Okay, so when you look at the top navigation and see subscriptions, it's really your own subscriptions that you're managing. So speaking of customers, we'll go there next. When you get to your customer manager, you're going to start out by looking at all of your customers by default. Okay, so I see my listing of all of my customers. I can click to view the contact cards for any one of them. I can click to start a new order, or I can actually click to see their auto ship. Okay, so this is where you're going to handle any of your customer management. Now, for those of you who have more than three customers, which are going to be a lot of you, you're going to have a really long list here, and likely it's going to span across multiple pages. You can very quickly jump to any individual by typing their name, okay? Or you can actually go to some advanced filters. I'm sorry, mine's not working right now, but whenever you click on advanced filters, you're going to be able to narrow your customer listing by location, by order history. So you can literally search for anybody in your customer listing who ordered a particular product in the last 30 days, or anybody who ordered a particular product between 30 and 60 days ago and aren't on auto ship. Okay, so you can start to see how you can really start narrowing down your customer list, because the idea is that we want you to be able to narrow down your list and send a message to those individuals, thus sending targeted messaging to a warm audience. If I want to promote a new product, I can find individuals who have ordered similar products and send them a message that says, I know you're going to love this product because you've enjoyed XYZ. Okay. You're going to get in here and find a ton of use cases for how this customer management report can work for you. But ultimately, the idea is for you to be able to send targeted messages to your warm audience. Now, I will say, when you use the messaging area here for your customers, that's not going to go to a messages area because they don't have a back office. Okay. When you send messages to your downline, it will go to their back office. But for customers, it's going to go to whatever email address they have on file. Okay. So that is going to send an external email to them. And the return address on that is going to be your email. So if they reply back to any messages that you send them, you'll actually get those via your personal email address. Okay. Finally, you've got your order listing. And really, when it comes to your orders, all of these different listings here are going to function in the same way. It's just whether you want to view all your orders, your personal orders, your customer orders. Regardless of which list you click on, you're going to arrive at a page that looks like this. And basically, you can either sort your order listing by date, by total, by volume, or you can search. And there's a few different ways that you can search. You can either type in the order number and click on search. You can type in the customer name, click on search. You can even type in an item number or an item description. So if I literally type in remedy here, click on search, it's going to bring back any orders that contain any item with this word in the description. Okay, so even if you don't have the order number or the customer name, you can still find the orders using a variety of methods here. Once you find the order that you're looking for, you're going to get a snapshot of that order right here. Of course, you can click on the customer name to open up that contact card, or you can view the order details, which is going to bring up a much more in-depth view, including all of the payment information, tracking, how it was paid, what the volume is, and basically an invoice that you can print or save and send. Okay, so you kind of start at a high level and you're drilling down to more information. The organization tab, this is where you're going to see all of your reporting for your downline. So very similar to what you have with the customer manager, you're also going to have that for your downline. And we will dig into some reporting on a later call. But again, you're not going to break anything. Come in, view some of these reports, see what's available there. Play with it. If you've got questions, send it in to us at the home office. We'll be happy to help you out, and we'll train some more on the reports on subsequent calls. Same thing with your commissions tab. This is where you're going to have a lot of your reporting. The difference between these two is organization is more about the people in your downline. The commissions is more about your volumes and your rank qualifications. So that's kind of a summary of your back office. The last thing that I did want to show you is out on your shopping cart. I'm gonna click here just to get out to the shopping cart. But if you haven't taken a look at your own shopping cart, you definitely need to, because there's actually some tools there that you will want to leverage. Okay, so when you first get to your shopping cart, you're gonna see a summary of all of the different products. I can actually browse by category. I can sort. There's a search up here at the top. But what I want to show you is when I click on any individual product, you will see that I not only do I have information about the particular product, but I can also see related items, reviews about the item, and I can see any recent items that I might have looked at. If I go back to my full page listing here, let me grab a different item now. Okay, so now on this item, you can see I've got a description of that item. And I'm hoping it's down here. Yes, I've got the option of sharing this item socially. Directly from my shopping cart, I can click to post this to my newsfeed, to a private group. I can put it out on Twitter, Pinterest, email. Any way I choose to share this, anybody who clicks on that link, they're gonna be taken back to my cart and land on this particular product. So that means if I click to share to Facebook, for example, I don't know if I'm actively logged in. I am, great, okay. So now it has opened up Facebook for me. I can easily select where I want to share. So is it in a group, on an event, on one of my pages, in a private message? So I can literally send this through Facebook Messenger to anybody that I want in my friends, or I can share it on my total newsfeed. Now, when I'm ready to share it, I can share personal tips on how to use it. I can share any promotions that we currently have about this item. I can share testimonials about how this product has helped me or my sister or my mother. You can really add value to your posts so that you're not just putting a link out there. You're adding value. And then when you click on post, this will appear in your newsfeed or to that person or in the group with your personal message and the link that's going to take them back to your shopping cart. So I wanted to make sure you guys all knew where that feature was in your shopping cart. Again, it's just on any individual item, you can click to share, which is right over here on the right-hand side. All right, I went over by a few minutes. I'm so sorry. I just have so many tools to talk about. But I did see some questions that came in. So Samantha, do we have time to look at a couple of them?
Sure. And thank you, by the way, Cassie, that was so super helpful. I'm so excited, as well as the field, to use all of these great tools. So thank you so much for your time today. There was one question from Lori. She said she's wondering about the anniversary alerts that are coming up. Is that the anniversary of their join date?
Yes, it is. Yes. Awesome. And typically I'll have to look at it, but typically we have it set up so that it alerts you just before their anniversary date, or it can be on the anniversary date. So I'll have to look to see how we have that set up, but it is the anniversary of when they joined your team.
Perfect. Thank you so much. What a great feature. So you can congratulate people, make sure their renewals are good to go. But this was so, so super helpful, guys. Thank you so much for being here with us, Cassie. So I want to end tonight's call by letting everyone know that next week we're going to have Prissy Simmons and Joe Hubbes talk about their experience and their people close in their lives experience with the Remedy soft gels, which is, guys, this is incredible stories about dementia and overcoming different ailments. But of course, we can't make any medical claims, but wait till you hear these stories. So that'll be next week. The following week, we will not have a call for July 4th for Independence Day, but then we have Cassie back the week after, which I'm so excited for part two of her training. But guys, take everything tonight she said to your hearts, go in there, explore your back offices. And my test to you all is to utilize that share tool from your shopping carts and do a posting about one of our products, whether it's the Be Lean and the Be Lean Challenge or Remedy, which next month is also National Hemp Month. So a little hint and pre-planning for you all. But thank you all for being here tonight. Cassie, thank you again. And we will see you here same time next week.